Okay.
Okay. Everything's recording?
Yep.
This is, it's now 5:12. Civic City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors business meeting will come to order. We're meeting virtually via Teams and in person at the Kiawanda Community Center, Faye Jensen Room. The rules of conduct for the meeting environment: all cell phones, pagers, and other mobile communication devices must be turned off or silenced for the duration of the meeting. All persons in attendance will remain quiet during the course of the meeting unless called upon to comment. Refrain from any behavior that disturbs, disrupts, or otherwise impedes the orderly conduct of the meeting, to include shouting, booing, hissing, etc. Refrain from creating, provoking, or participating in any type of disturbance involving or unwelcome physical contact. You might be asked to leave the room to conduct side discussions. All right, the roll call. Director Price.
Here.
Director Strotska.
Here.
Director Gogas.
Here.
Tom Donahue, I am the chair. I am here. Sean Carlton is absent. All right, we have first order of business is the oath of office for myself and Kathy Strotska. Kathy, do you have a copy?
I do.
Would you read your copy, please?
I, Kathy Strotska, in accordance with Oregon Statute 450.635, do hereby acknowledge and accept my election to the Board of Directors of the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority, Tillamook County, Oregon, dated May 16, 2023, as certified by the Tillamook County Elections Official. And I do hereby swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Oregon and the laws and statutes thereof. And I promise to diligently discharge my duties as a board member of the Board of Directors of the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority, dated this 11th day of July 2023.
Thank you, Kathy. And I, Tom Donahue, in accordance with Oregon Revised Statute 450.635, do hereby acknowledge and accept my election to the Board of Directors of the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority, Tillamook County, Oregon, dated May 16, 2023, as certified by the Tillamook County Elections Official. And I do hereby swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Oregon and the laws and statutes thereof. And I promise to diligently discharge my duties as a member of the Board of Directors of the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority, dated this 11th day of July, 2023. Alrighty.
So, Tom, can you sign your copy and give it to John so he can take it tomorrow to be notarized?
It needs to be notarized.
He'll take it tomorrow and notarize it. Oh, but then
they
have to sign the book.
Sign it. What?
Yeah, she needs to come in.
That's okay. What I thought.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
My bad.
Next order of business is 5A, the June 13th, 2023 business meeting. Are there any additions or corrections for that, those set of minutes?
Yes.
And that is... Is that Cameron?
Yeah, I think.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Cameron.
You have me down as there, but I was video, and it should be noted that I was on video, not in person.
Okay. Thank you, Cameron. Are there any other corrections? Hearing none, I'd enjoin a motion. Director Price.
I'll move that we approve the fiscal year 22-23 budget hearing minutes of June 13th, 2023, as amended.
Thank you.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the June 13th, 2023 business meeting minutes as corrected. All those in favor signify by saying aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
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 Unanimous vote. All right, item 5B, the June 27, 2023 budget adoption meeting. Are there any additions or corrections?
Yep, I do.
Cameron?
The down is there and I was not there.
What was that?
No, it says Cameron Gogas and Kathy Staroska were absent.
No, mine doesn't.
The June 27th meeting, or were you looking at the business meeting minutes? That they're not in the same order in the packet as they were on the agenda.
My mistake.
Easy to do.
Okay, are there any other corrections? Director Price.
I'll move that we approve the fiscal year 2023-2024 budget adoption meeting minutes of June
27th, 2023. I wasn't there, so I can't second.
All right, I can second the motion. So we have a motion and a second for the June 27, 2023 budget adoption meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Raise your hand.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried.
To abstain.
Pardon me?
Kathy and I were there.
Oh, that's right. So we only have...
We don't have a quorum.
We don't have a quorum for that meeting. Thank you, Cameron. I forgot that. So we have to get with Sean. This goes on the next... On the next meeting,
okay.
Both the special meeting minutes and the budget adoption meeting, those have to go on our next. Our next agenda for approval. Thank you for that, Cameron. Okay, item 6, financial report. The accounts payable for June 15th. And June 30th of 2023, are there any comments or questions?
I've got some.
Okay. Cameron, go. Director Gomez, yes, go ahead.
It's probably for Michelle. The Inland Environment Resources for Hydroxide. Are you guys still anticipating that still fine? Because when we first started, I think it was 2017, and then now it's like 26. It's like, is it because of fuel price? I mean, is it just going to stay up there? Because
it's probably just going to stay up there. Coal prices have gone up. They're probably never going to go down.
So then we're budgeting for the increases and stuff like that.
Yes, we did budget over that. Yeah.
Okay. Manhole repair. Can we just replace the manhole repair? It was a purchase at PC Hardware.
I believe we just purchased some little bolts or something to fix it.
Now, is that the plastic ones or the metal?
No, metal ones.
And then, I don't know if this is probably water rights with Swabby and stuff. Are we just about done with paying them what we owe for all our water rights stuff?
Yes. We are close to having the water rights behind us. We've got one more review period for the our claim of beneficial use to partially perfect a portion of the water at Horn Creek. We have got the application to the Water Resources department ready to go. And because we've got a consultant at Schwabe who's been with the process from the beginning, we would like her to review that application and those application materials before we submit it. But beyond that, our water rights expenses and efforts are behind us.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So accounts payable for June 15th, June 30th, 2023. If there are no other comments, I would entertain a motion.
I move that the accounts payable be approved as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, we have
for
a motion and a second.
June 30th.
For the financial report accounts payable for June 15th and June 30th, 2023. All those in favor signify by saying aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Unanimous. Motion carried. General account fiscal year 22-23, are there any comments or discussion? Hearing none, we don't have to have a motion for that one, do we? Excuse me. All right, we're at item 7, manager's report.
Thank you, Tom. A couple of things I wanted to bring up. We just talked about the water rights. I've been keeping you all apprised of our efforts related to that. Remember, we've got two parallel efforts. One is to extend our water rights permit for the amount of water we can't prove beneficial use for. The parallel effort is to certify the water that we can demonstrate beneficial use for. We've successfully completed the test. The application is prepared and ready to send off with just our legal's quick review of it. And it looks like we will be able to certify. I had anticipated a 0.56 additional cubic feet per second. After talking to our consultant today, it looks like it's 0.58. During our beneficial use test, we had demonstrated beneficial use for 1.26, but you have to subtract your existing water rights certificates from that in order to figure out what else is left, and then what's left over is what we certify. So we are just about done with all water rights efforts, considerations. We'll have certified what we can. We'll have a permit extension that I believe is good through 2070 to develop the rest of our rights. And I think we are very well positioned there. So that's good to know.
None of us will be around that.
Very good to know.
Though. Yes. The quick update about the RUPL project. Notice of intent to award letters were sent out to both bidders in accordance with laws that govern these formal bid processes. We were required to give the losing bid 7 days of protest time. We did not receive any protests. And just today, I got the contract back from our legal group who was reviewing the contract and with only just minor recommended edits. So once we get those edits put into the contract, we'll send it off for the Earthworks, who is the winning bidder, to sign. And that is their, basically at that point, they have their notice to proceed. So I haven't really had much chance to talk to them to try to figure out exactly what their plans are for mobilizing and getting started. But they do have a window that they can work with. And it won't be long. It can't be long because they have to have the project done. I want to say it was by the end of September. So things are on track there, on schedule.
John?
Yes.
In the contract, are as we've discussed in the past, the board, are there penalties for late time and or incentives?
There will be some penalties. I have not yet determined if the incentives that we would might like to see in there have been added. I will make sure they are before we sent them off, but we have to maybe discuss what those incentives might look like.
But the penalties are there.
Penalties are there for contract violations or what have you.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Thank you.
I wanted to let everyone know that we haven't been able to generate much interest in our temporary labor position. We had one applicant. That person was interviewed. We offered them the temporary position, and this person declined. And we have not gotten any other applicants. And I think we're going to have to pull that because now we're too deep into the summer to make it worthwhile. So a couple of lessons learned on this. We better start advertising earlier than we did this year, and we're probably going to have to increase the starting salary. So we will learn from that and try again next summer because we can always use that extra help. So that is about it for my manager's report, Tom.
Thank you, John. Any comments about the manager's report? Okay, let's move on to item 8, unfinished business. Item A is Kiwanda Community Center AV proposal. Can you update us on that?
Yes, well, at the board's direction, I did speak with Jeanette about considering a donation, and you know we want it to either directly or indirectly be applied to the AV system. Once I started talking to Jeanette informed me that KCC actually paid for 50% of these upgrades. Once I found that out, I did not mention or attempt any brokered deal between them and the chamber, because if our goal is to contribute for the system and KCC paid for half of it, it seems like if the board would be so inclined, a donation directly to KCC would serve our purposes. I also inquired about the possibility in lieu of donation and not knowing exactly what to speculate about, I used the hypothetical of a $5,000 donation. If in lieu of that, if the community center would consider giving us a price break on our meeting fees. Jeanette was very optimistic that could be arranged. She did say that she needed to go to her own board of directors to get that approved, and the board of directors here apparently meets every third Wednesday. So at the time of our meeting today, she has not had an opportunity to do that, although she did come in and give some glimpse into the possibilities of that and indicated that I think they could work us out a pretty good deal. Now, I did want to say that initially I personally wasn't big on this idea. And you know, with the involvement of the chamber and stuff, I thought that muddied things up. I think that my personal opinion is, especially since we've dangled this carrot in front of people for a while now, is that we should. My opinion is it's something that the board should consider doing. Now we have had some issues, technical issues, but I think this isn't reflective of a seasoned user of this equipment. So I don't think our experience today should cloud our judgment about that. But I did want to report back to the board on the results of my conversation with the community center.
All right. And you have a comment?
Just a quick question. So the next step would be Jeanette's going to talk with her board, and so you'll be back in touch with Jeanette, and at our next business meeting, we should be able to come to some decision.
Correct.
On this. And
yes.
Jeanette is going to discuss with her board receiving a donation from us to the community center for the specific project of the AV project and consideration of reduction of rent for some period of time.
Yes.
In acknowledgement of that or in cooperation with us.
Yeah, or you know, in consideration.
In consideration of the donation. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, the technical difficulties are a little stymieing right at the moment, but I think we should wait until we hear from our Jeanette and what the board, their board decides, and then we should all probably be here. Sean being absent,
yes.
Definitely want to get his opinion. Cameron, do you have something to say or have an opinion or a comment?
Nope.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next item then. We'll just table the community center until next meeting when we have more information. Item B, employee handbook revisions. John?
Yes, so based on some discussion at our last business meeting, I enhanced a few more sections of the handbook. I apologize for having to send it twice. I noticed a grammatical error, a missing word on one of my additions, and I failed to highlight one of the others. So what I did is all the changes that were in red at the last meeting, based on the feedback of the board, to make it easier for you guys to see what had been done since then, I accepted all those track changes, all that red font turned to black, and then I added a few more revisions. One of them was to address some workman's comp enhancement about the discussion about workman's comp. And Tom, I know that was one of the things that you wanted. The workman's comp Oregon website, in terms of timing between an injury and filing a workman's claim, all I was able to find is it just says it should be done right away. It didn't really give me a time frame, but what I did learn from it is that we have more responsibilities to help an employee through that process than we previously thought. And so I enhanced some of the language in that area. I also added some language for the paid Oregon leave program. Now, this isn't a benefit that we offer, it's a benefit the state offers, but I think the consensus between me and Rochelle was it would be a good thing to add, just so that employees are aware. I'm getting some feedback.
Yeah, that's
from
me.
Tom.
Oh, okay.
I just came on board.
Okay. So I added some language about that. I also, based off of the discussion last week, and you know, this is probably to some extent rather presumptuous of me, but I did add another holiday day to the handbook. In talking to the staff and in thinking about this, we believe that if the goal is to provide the employees with some other benefit around the holidays, that this would be the most legitimate way to do it, because the day after Thanksgiving is a very common paid holiday. And so I added that. And what I also, there was one other thing, if you guys had come across it, refresh my memory, I'm almost there. There was one other adjustment. And I want to say, oh, retirement plans.
Yes.
So what the board may not have been aware of prior to now is that with no additional cost or administrative effort on our part, that there is a Roth IRA option available. And all we had to do was just fill out a form saying, yes, we'd like to have that be an option for our employees. There's no downside to it. So we now, in addition to our 457B pre-tax retirement plan, we can also offer our employees a post-tax Roth IRA.
That's a good benefit.
Yeah, so those are the changes I made. Now, Sean had mentioned during the last meeting and since that he wanted to take a look at the harassment section of the employee handbook because he'd like to do something to make it a little more robust. Well, in the process of doing that, we discovered that back in, I believe it was January of
2020,
that the board had approved language for the employee handbook related to this. This was language that Katie Tank, who was one of our legal counsel at one point in time, had worked on for us. The board adopted this, but since then, somehow it fell out of the current employee handbook. And I'm not sure why that happened, but I do know that about the time I came on board, which was July of 2021, that there was a major rewrite of the employee handbook. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that as part of that rewrite, that the harassment section was scaled back or changed. I believe, and I know Sean, who's not here, believes that since that language was adopted by the board, it should come back into the employee handbook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I will say that some of it I feel is almost more suitable for an administrator handbook than an employee handbook, but I think it's still better than what we have, and I think we need to bring it back. Now, maybe we want to make some additional enhancements to it too. I think at least one board member would like to think about that. But again, because of these kind of these things in limbo, this is something, the employee handbook, I believe, is something that we probably need to table again for one more month to discuss again at the next meeting and talk about perhaps what we want to do with this. Or maybe the board would be inclined to just pull it back in and approve the handbook, those adjustments and my adjustments as written. I don't know.
Well, I'd like to make a suggestion that it'll be in a form of a motion, but I want to discuss it first, that we make all the changes that you have already presented, including the day after Thanksgiving. It's my understanding, I really like that idea, it's my understanding that we had, the office was closed anyway at that time, and employees, they take comp time or a vacation day to do that. So this adding this day and making it a regular holiday is quite appropriate, and I think it's well deserved. Other than that, I suggest we just take John's current suggestions and approve them today, and then use the extra month's time to go over the documents you sent. Instead of adding it right away, it might be wise to look at it a little closer, both the Oregon State's harassment policy and that one from Senate Bill, what the heck was it, 7 or 479 or something like that. In that time of 2020, just look at that data and then come back and put it on the agenda for next month. So we'll you know, really take some time to look at it seriously and see what changes we might want to make, or if we leave it just the way it was. So I'd like to make a motion then.
I'd like to have more time to look at this. I only got this stuff yesterday. One day is not enough for me to go through this.
I agree. Did you have a chance to read the changes that John made before we sent out the...
I only received this yesterday, and I was busy today, so I have not had time to go through this.
Okay, that's... I tell you what, then, I won't make a motion. If it's all right with everyone here, why don't we just table it until next month?
I just wanted to say that, just for the record, that the original board packet, it was only the late information that you asked me to include that Cameron hasn't had since before the weekend.
All right, well, as I stated before, I was going to make a motion just for the current information that was set out in the original board packet, not the additional harassment information. So okay. I'd like to make a motion to do that. And if there is a second, please.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second and a motion to
accept the changes as presented
the original by John. Stuff that John sent out with the board packet to include the day after Thanksgiving. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Well, I still haven't had time to go through that stuff. I didn't receive my packet until Friday, and 3 days is not enough. A weekend is not, I don't consider going through this stuff. And the packet's supposed to be out on Thursday. It wasn't out until Friday, late Friday, and then yesterday and today. So I haven't had enough time to go through this. So if you want to go for it, I haven't had my chance to put my thoughts into this. You guys did, but I didn't.
Well, the harassment part is not included at this time. So we have a motion on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed signify by saying nay.
Or abstain.
Okay, so what was your nay, Cameron?
Right.
Okay, the vote is 3-1. It is carried. So next month we'll go through the harassment section.
To be continued. Yes.
All right. Under item 9, new business. Item A, additional full-time employee proposal. And this would be, I understand, an operator in training. Is that correct, John?
That is correct. I just want the board to know, too, that this is a decision that I don't take lightly. This is, I understand that this is going to increase our labor costs, but I feel as manager that this is justified and necessary. Our workloads are increasing. We're trying to embark on programs and for the benefit of the utility that we haven't really done a good job at or in the past, to be honest with you. And I'm talking about sewer inspections and valve exercising programs and other things. We've got a lot of our infrastructure is aging, most specifically our step systems. They're requiring more maintenance, and we've got a variety of other things that are coming our way, not the least of which is increased regulations that are going to greatly increase our workloads. And I just want to let the board know, I feel like this is necessary for the long-term health of the utility. I feel like this is something that is justified and needed, and I ask, this is one of those things that I'm not sure if I need board approval for, but I definitely want board input. I want the board's thoughts about this, and I definitely want to include the board in these decisions. And I would just ask for the board's input and their thoughts about the prospect of adding another operator in training position.
Kathy?
So, well, John, projects when you have coming up, all these special things that you have coming up that you mentioned, what are they? You mentioned it, but you're not saying what they are.
Well, for example,
master plan.
Well, we've got a lot of projects related to our master plans that we need to get rolling. We're falling behind on step system maintenance, hydrant maintenance, building and grounds maintenance, most specifically, this new regulation, it's called the Revised Lead and Copper Rule, is going to make us verify every service line we have in our service district. We need to verify that we have no lead service lines, but we can't just say we don't. We have to prove it. And so that's going to require a significant amount of work. And not only do we have to verify what it is from the water main to the property line, this particular rule also requires us to verify it from the property line to the house.
How do we do that? Do we have to get permission from the...
I'm sorry.
Our water treatment plant was supposed to cut back on manpower. I don't think we need to have another person. For such a small area that we've got, I just think things need to be more prioritized. And we're upgrading our pumps, our lift stations, aren't we?
We're in the process of doing that. That will save us some time in the long term, but it's going to take significant employee effort to get there.
We're no longer reading meters anymore. That took a lot of manpower. I don't see it. I mean, I'd like to see where your thoughts are specifically instead of just saying we've got a project here, there, and everywhere. I'd like to see it all outlined.
Okay, well, this is why I wanted the board's input. I appreciate that, Cameron. I will take note of that for certain.
Kathy, go ahead.
So I mean, I haven't been involved in this for very long, but it seems to me as Pacific City increases to grow and new homes, that it's inevitable that you're going to have to add on to the staff. So my question is, when's the last time you added a person to the staff?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure I can answer that question. It's been quite some time, I believe.
Well, the last hire rounded us out to 10 employees, correct?
But that's not a new position.
But that was to fill an old position.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
We were not fully staffed until that happened.
Well, the last one that I can recall...
The last increase in staff is what we're...
Yeah, asking. The last increase in staff that we authorized was an assistant manager, and we decided to hold off on that. So that would have been our 11th employee, but we're not doing that. This is strictly for operational stuff and operator in training, correct?
Correct, and it's a lot... lot less expensive position.
Tell me more about this lead and copper. How are you going to have to get permission from each household and that sort of thing?
Well, see, that's a difficult thing because, like these regulations often do, they tell you what you're supposed to do, but they don't tell you how to do it. And they certainly don't provide any funding for it. You know, what do we do if a property owner doesn't want us on their property? What do we do when the customer service line is buried under a concrete driveway? These are the questions that we're going to struggle with.
We
won't be alone, that's for sure.
The new regulations, do they have a timeline on this, or?
Yes, we have to have this lead, this service line inventory done by October 26th, 2024. Now, that sounds like it's a long ways away.
No, it's not.
I mean, if we did 100 a month, we would keep up with this. But imagine that. We're going to have to do 100 a month.
You'd need to have a person that this. Just does that.
Yes. Now there is a tad bit of a corner we can cut. Lead service lines were outlawed in the late 80s. So by extension, any home that was built in 1990 or later should not be something we have to worry about from a potential lead service line standpoint. But that still leaves a lot of homes left that we need to investigate.
All right.
Yes, aren't the homeowners responsible from the line in, not anything else? We're not responsible from the meter in.
Well, I mean, for the most part, you're right, Cameron, but the lead and copper rule ignores that because... for example, the lead and copper rule, the current rule, this is the only rule that requires us to sample inside people's homes. And the goal...
Haven't we been doing the testing on a quarterly program on seven houses or whatever? I remember Tony had that all set up that we were doing people's houses.
Well, we do lead and copper sampling every 3 years, like the regulations require us to do, and it's 10 homes.
Yeah, this is different, and the whole industry is going to be struggling with it, and we're not going to answer all these questions right here, right now.
Well, and I will say, in my nearly 35 years in this industry, this is one of the most burdensome rules that I've ever seen come down. And
I don't think those people have enough time. I mean, if they're all the same,
Cameron, I agree. It's a burdensome and you know, we don't know we don't have all the answers, but the basic discussion is about a full time employee. So let's get back to that. I asked that question to see how complicated it was. And it's obviously going to be very complicated. But that brings us once again back to the employee.
It just seems like we're just getting kicked one way or another.
Well, I agree. So.
DEQ and, the water, it's just, but then that's life, one thing after another.
Okay, well, let's stick to the snubs here and move on. Ann, did you have a comment?
I do, about the proposed additional operator in training. I think that a beginning study reading of the master plan, and the purpose of the master plan is to identify projects that need to be completed and to provide some cost estimates and priority. And we have gone through a complete revision of the master plan as we're required to do. So we know what the projects are. That is not to say, as there always are, projects that jump into line because all of a sudden the airport lift station gets flooded and the master plan things are put on hold until we finish that. So this is a dynamic kind of question, but I think there's no doubt, in my mind anyway, that we have a long list of deferred maintenance and master plan projects that need to be carried out. And the other piece of this, and my thinking was that since John has come to the authority and brought his particular combination of experience and expertise, we have gained so much momentum in accomplishing jobs, and we've also our staff has been able to do further certifications, which we've acknowledged every meeting and really appreciate that too. So I see a lot of momentum going on, and I believe that this position is necessary and that we should proceed with that in part two because of what Kathy was saying about the growth in the area. And so I am fully in support of this idea to add a full-time operator
training. All right. Kathy, you have a comment?
And if we, John decides that's the direction we want to go, you don't just hire a new person in 24 hours. It takes a while in order to get advertise, get applicants, and actually hire them. The longer we wait, the further behind we're going to be.
And one other thing, I did verify today that this position, if in anticipation of the possibility of this, this is in the budget. It's there and provided for in the budget.
It was already provided for.
Right.
All right. I this is an important decision, but I really would like to have Sean's input. He had sent an email to me that stated he was for it, but I'd like him to have, his opportunity to put this on the record. And I know we should probably get started, but at this point, I could either entertain a motion or we can table it for another month.
If we have a general statement of support from Sean, I personally would like to make a motion to approve the concept, and so John can, if the motion is accepted, so that John can proceed with the hiring process. But I would like to hear Sean's thoughts on it and more elaboration, and we might be able to do that next month. If he said to you that he,
it was in a letter that he copied me to John, but he copied me that he said he was generally in support of an extra person, but John, that was correct.
Yes, I've got you here. If I don't know if it's okay for me to quote him here, but he did say, he said, I wanted to let you know that I support a four-day work week as long as we don't lose any office or operations coverage. I also support your desire for an additional operator as long as you can justify it and it is budgeted.
When is that email dated?
That it was sent on Sunday, July 9th.
Okay.
So I'm ready to vote on it.
I need a motion first.
I will move that we support John's proposal to add an additional operator in training to the staff.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Cameron, do you have any thoughts?
Doesn't matter at this point.
All right, I hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion to add another OIT signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. And those opposed signify by saying nay.
Nay.
All right, the vote is 3-1. The motion carries. I would like to hear further comments from Sean, but we can do that next month.
Tom, it doesn't matter. You just passed it. It's 3-1, so it goes.
All right. Well, we'll move on to a new business item number B, the 4-day, 10-hour employee work week proposal. John?
I wanted to say that this is something that the staff, and when I mean the staff, I mean a group of staff members approached me about, even to the point where they had put together a mock weekly schedule to show me how beautifully it would work. I mean, and this had happened so long ago, I was new enough, I resisted only because I was brand new and I didn't want to turn the world on its axis right off the bat. But I've now been here 2 years and the drumbeats have not diminished. And I will say that I have extensive experience working 410 schedule. I have extensive experience scheduling employees with a 410 schedule. And I will say that it does work quite well. Doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't pose a couple of challenges, but in large part, the benefits often outweigh or exceed any disadvantage. You know, in our particular case, you know, my goal is we need to maintain our five-hour operations schedule above all, 5 days, you know, Monday through Friday. And, you know, and of course we get some skeleton coverage on the weekends, but, you know, I'll put that aside for the purposes of this conversation. You know, this could be easily done by scheduling half the staff with a Monday through Thursday work week and the other half the staff with a Tuesday through Friday work week. Some of the advantages are rather obvious. This will undoubtedly reduce some overtime because we'll be there 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, instead of only 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So we will actually be here making a presence.
They're positives. But I did want to point out that one. But if the employees want it, would you thinking about a temporary tryout, or were you thinking of just making this permanent? You think like we could try it for 2 months or something?
Well, and I think that's a good idea because I think a trial period is good. I've talked to the staff about a trial period. They're agreeable to that. And this thing I said where we could offer people both, well, that doesn't mean you can switch every week, right?
Yeah.
I think a trial period makes sense. I think a 6 month would be the best duration for a trial period for this.
It's a trial period needs to go into the deep part of winter.
Yes.
Where they really are experiencing working in the dark and later and stuff, because it feels way different in the summer than it does in the winter.
It does.
And revisit it.
Sick time. That's going to be the biggest downfall is your sick time.
Is the what?
Yeah. Sick time.
Yep. When people get sick. That's why I think summertime is great in the wintertime. Yeah. Because most typically everybody gets sick in the wintertime. Not so much in the summertime.
Cameron, what do you think about a 6 month trial period?
Well, yeah, I mean, but I really do, if you do your 6 month trial period, you're going to have to hit it in the summer and the winter, you know, because usually, when the bug goes around, not just only one person gets it, everybody gets it. And you got 10 hour days, you know, and then coming to work sick, that ain't going to cut it because you know it's going to spread.
But I'm in favor of a 6 month trial period. Ann, did you have a comment?
I did. I wanted to just point out that this whole discussion of a 4 day, 10 hour week only applies to those employees who are paid on an hourly wage. So this would not apply to, and I always get these mixed up, exempt or non-exempt. You're exempt, John.
I'm exempt.
You're exempt. So this would only apply to non-exempt employees who are paid by the hour. You and Leonard being exempt, you would have a different decision to make amongst you. Well, you as the authority manager would have a different decision to make and how to make that happen.
And we did know from the email that you read previously that Sean's in favor of it also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we need?
There's your input. I don't think this is an action item.
I don't think it is either.
So John can figure it out.
Can we say though that the consensus in the board's discussion was supportive of this, with an idea of having perhaps suggestion of having a 6 month trial period and then work out the bugs if there are any?
Absolutely.
Is that adequate?
Does that sound all right to you?
How many, what's the percentage of employees that want to do this?
Well,
8 out of 10.
Well, yeah, it's at least 8 out of 10. To be honest with you, I think 100% of them want to at least do a trial period.
Do
you think a rotation of it so everybody gets a shot, you know, if they wanted to do that?
So we have two employees.
Have the option to try it.
Cameron, of those 8 out of 10, the two that we're referring to are John and Leonard, and they wouldn't be affected by this.
I thought it would be available to the other hourly that were interested.
Yeah, exempt employees are paid a salary, not an hourly wage.
No, but what I'm saying is there are two of the hourly that are interested in 8-hour days.
To be honest with you, the impression I've gotten with preliminary theoretical conversations about this indicate that 100% of the hourly employees would at least like to give this a try.
A try, sure. Well, yeah.
All right, well, then
we have a consensus of support for the idea.
We have full steam ahead. Go ahead and work out the bugs and let us know how things are going periodically.
I sure will. I sure will. Well, thank you, everyone. One thing I just wanted to say is I feel like communication is very important. I don't always know what I got to come to the board for or what I don't. But no matter what, things that have this big of an impact, I'm always going to come to the board because I just feel like I need to include the board in this process. So,
I appreciate that.
Item 11 is guest questions and comments. Did you have any letters or anything from the public?
I did not.
And we have any guests we have on
Bob Pippinger. He's an employee.
All right. Any other visitors have any comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 11, the chair, director comments. As the chair, I would like to say that setting up the agenda, the time I spend with John and occasionally other staff, I am really, really pleased at how well things are running. Rupel, I was a little worried we weren't going to find a contractor, but that looks like that's going to be fine. They're going to start right in the middle of Dory Days. That's going to be a real chore.
Yes, that's going to be a challenge.
But by and large, I think most of the board agrees with me that things are running well. And that all points to you, John. Thank you so much for your leadership and your guidance with our employees. I think you're doing a dang good job.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. I truly do.
Pass the word on to the...
Yeah. And I did want to say that, getting a little ahead of the next board meeting because we are in July, we had another employee pass another certification test yesterday.
That's outstanding.
Yay.
Kathy, do you have any comments?
I just have a question. Because I'm new and don't have that much history, so my question is, what's the term of office for officers of the board?
4 years.
3 years.
4 years.
2 years for officers on the board.
Oh, officers.
The board 2 years. Position is 4 years. Elected.
Yes, I know.
But the chair, vice chair, and secretary positions are 2-year positions.
Okay, so since we have now just been certified or took our oath of office.
You're still chair, though.
I took over Carolyn's last, or did
I can't remember when, though, so that's a good question to figure that out.
I think it
John, you've got another year.
Yeah, I'm taking another year.
Okay. So our officers
we
are
officers on off years.
And there are no other comments?
I'll just add a ditto to your remarks, because I think John is doing an excellent job in the leadership positions. And again, the improvement and the acceleration of staff members being interested in and going to the work of doing the certifications. I just couldn't be happier with that particular thing, not to mention all the other good things that are happening.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say that I just hope that the employees aren't running the place with the changes. It should be run by management and not employee-driven, and to not to lose sight that we need to service the customers.
Well, I agree.
And take care of them. Giving somebody the day off or giving a raise when what matters to the customer of getting a quality of water and sewers treatment, and with respect to everyone, no matter how great or pull, we all pull our pants up the same way.
All right, nothing else? Meeting adjourned at 6:19.